Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a... certainly not a victory Monday, is it, Randy?
Hell no.
To Monday nonetheless. Good morning to you. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bucker.
Feels like a Monday.
Yeah, it does, man. But I woke up this morning and said I'm going to kick Monday's ass.
All right.
And I'm not going to let what happened yesterday afternoon, because it was such a perfect afternoon, man.
It was.
Wife was gone. Samson went to grandma's house for the day, so it was me and Bash outside. Had the tent over the big tent out.
Yeah.
You know, TV,
weather was
cigars,
perfect.
Music, Bush. Whiskey, it's just great, great Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you got the Chattanooga whiskey delivery late last week, so were set.
I was set. All right, got everything set up about 12:45, Andy, and by 1:10.
Didn't take long.
I was like, what the hell? I know, and I'm going to tell you, first of all, it was embarrassing. All right, they should be embarrassed. They got their ass whooped in every phase of football.
That's the word.
But I knew something was up when the Falcons, that damn social media kids, tweeted out, Romo's getting ready, and that damn kick almost missed. And that's what you want to put out there. And then this dude, I'm just saying, dog, you want to talk about embarrassing. What did we talk about last week? Credit.
Yeah.
You got fan credit. Fan credit. Don't go 3.5 hours, depending on how 85 North is, and trick off a game. You got beat 30-0 by a horrible football team.
Horrible football team.
So what did I say about your ass?
Right. Exactly right.
What is it about you?
Exactly right.
Because
it's not like the Panthers played some brilliant game.
No.
Like, either their defense had a good game plan.
A very good game plan.
But their offense couldn't even barely move the ball.
Yes.
And again, that's not what we're doing. We're not detracting Carolina. Carolina won the football game 30-0 yesterday. I'm just saying exactly what you're getting at there is, what does that say about you? If that was the final score against those guys, how does that happen? And I honestly don't know. Like, it was embarrassing is the big picture word for it. They looked unprepared.
Yep.
They looked sloppy.
Yep.
They looked like, I don't know, at times disinterested. I mean, obviously they benched everybody by the end of the game, but like, I can't believe that the floor for this team is that low. I never would have thought the floor for this team was as low as getting beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers. Not you lose games.
Yes.
Like, if they would have gone up there and lost like 13-9 like they did a couple years ago,
right,
it would be frustrating today and people would be like, dang, what the hell? We were wrong about this, that. 30-0.
30-0.
Doesn't,
the biggest win
it doesn't
since
happen.
2000, I think it's
it. It doesn't happen in the NFL.
No, it does like, not. That's the thing about it.
That's
no.
insane for that to happen. And so many things have to go wrong, both mentally and physically, in order for it to take place. That the reaction that I've seen across the board, obviously extreme from Falcons fans, all perfectly reasonable. Like, there's no, I don't think there's, I don't know, maybe there's some stuff that's too far, but like, by and large, any reaction that you have to that performance yesterday is totally justified, because that was inexplicably terrible from the Falcons.
Yeah, it was, and they got way out coached. They got outplayed. They got out executed. They got to a point where, and I always believe this, I say this all the time, football is a game of adjustments, and they didn't adjust to a damn thing. Michael Penix was ass yesterday.
Awful.
Period.
Terrible.
But so was everybody else. There was no barely any separation from receivers. There were the play calling. What do we always talk about, Andy, when teams are playing too high like that? You run their ass out of it. They should have just ran the ball the whole damn game.
Yeah, it was the only thing that was working.
Run the damn ball. They came out wanting to throw the ball, all those different things. Michael Penix, you know, he looked like J.J. McCarthy last week, like a rookie damn quarterback.
He did. He looked like a rookie quarterback who was not prepared for what the defense was throwing.
And it's not even about, like, the lateness. Like, I've been on the receiving ends of those hits that Pitts and Bijan got while you coming late. Hey, you were, hey, dog, did you not see him?
Yeah.
Like, you're getting your...
The one to Charlie Warner was insane.
Like that's just
what
one. Those are those members that come back sometimes when I see that, how pissed off I would be when you would do that. They're not allowing you to take the shot. Zach Robinson, come up with something else. I put this on as much as on him because you didn't adjust to anything. It's right there. You see where Kyle Pitts caught those balls? Throw it right there. It's there. Michael missed him two or three times. It's just throw it, Mike. Let it go. Okay, it's 6 yards. You see what Kyle does after he gets the ball? Mm-hmm. I mean, just the easiness of what could have happened, and they made it so hard, and it was just awful. The quarterback, now, am I like, I'm sure they're out there where they need to bench him? No. He's your quarterback, and you live and die with him and all those different things.
They did bench him.
And they bent, and I was going to get to that. Bench him. He got benched because he was awful, and so was everybody else. And everything, he's still rusty.
Yeah.
He's still rusty.
They don't have much of a connection
yet. He's still rusty.
He had 11 targets and 4 catches.
Yes, he's still rusty. That was a P.I., by the way. I don't give a damn what nobody said. That was a P.I., whatever.
Which one?
The one during the two-minute when he was running the Bang-Aid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was yes.
In the first half?
Yes, that was a P.I. Yeah. But yet, you don't have any damn timeouts. And you get to a position where if you had one more timeout, you might have been able to get a field goal team. I mean, I'm not saying he would have made it because
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
How is everybody so unaware of the situation?
That's what I'm saying.
You got the ball with like a minute left. You knew you didn't have any timeouts. Right. And you're just throwing passes to the middle of the field and like sauntering up to the line.
But the thing about it is, that's what Carolina wants you to do. They were playing the outs.
Exactly.
They were playing the outs. So now,
of course they were because they knew you didn't have any timeouts.
And this means more of a sense of urgency. This goes back to coaching. This goes back to prepare. Ra did not have his team ready to play yesterday afternoon, and it showed in every single phase. Two steps forward, 9 steps back, special teams wise. I mean, you did get the muff, which is good, but other than that, your cover seems
are ass.
That
was just the guy.
Your return, everything was bad. Offensively, you still ain't where you need to be. Offensively, what is this thing? Let me see this thing. 43 pass attempts to 23 runs. It should be the other way around. Mm-hmm. That's why I said they're playing that too deep. Run their ass out. The protection went terrible yesterday. And the run blocking went bad. Now, they had some plays here and there. But run the ball.
Bijan was averaging five and a half yards.
Bijan's gashing him.
Yeah, he's gashing him.
Just pick up your feet. God, he's so damn close many times. Pick up your feet.
Two or three different plays yesterday if he just steps through that tackle.
Yes.
He had it on the sideline on one of those, I think it was a dump-off throw where he ended up taking it for like 30.
Yeah.
It was close. And again, it feels, in a game like that, it feels weird to say that it was close a couple times, but there were a couple Bijan plays that were close.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, nobody did anything.
Nobody did anything.
Nathan
Carter should not have more carries than Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier had one damn carry yesterday.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand. When we talk about game plan week to week, he had one damn carry?
Yeah, and the week before he had 16. You're right, and he was effective.
Yeah, one damn carry?
Yeah, that's what baffles me about trying to analyze what you saw yesterday. It was like none of it makes any sense. Carolina was doing defensively what Minnesota was doing defensively.
Yes.
They didn't want you to throw it deep down the field, but the run was working.
So keep damn running
it. Keep doing it. I know. It doesn't make any sense to go away from it. And I guess
you
in the second
far
half.
Far enough behind to get out of it.
I don't think you ever were.
No.
I don't think you ever were because there was still so much time left in the second half when they were down, I think, 17-0 after the pick six. Like, you still had a ton of time, and you were running the ball so well that if you got something going, you might have been able to play your way back into the game. But you kept asking Penix to throw it on a day where he looked.
He didn't have it.
Like, he just didn't have it. I've said it, and I know, whatever. I watched him play every game he played in college. When he starts like that, he plays like that. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but he's just a guy that I've never seen him play his way out of a bad start. I've seen him have great starts and maintain it.
Right.
I've seen him have great starts and kind of tail off.
Right.
But I've never seen him have – and he was 3 for his first 8 or something like that. A couple of them were drops.
Yes.
I will say.
They didn't help him.
A couple of them weren't – but whatever. Not sitting here making excuses at all for the play of the quarterback. For whatever reason – When he gets into that kind of groove, then the game kind of looks like that. But, and that was as bad. That was as bad as I've ever seen Michael Penix
play
quarterback.
But that's when it goes back to the damn play caller. What did we talk about this all summer? Give him some easy completions. You look at the Tampa game. Easy completions. Mm-hmm. This game, you can't keep chasing the big play. You can't keep chasing it when they're not allowing it. You just can't, because that throws off everything, and then you get to a point where you have this whole entire game plan about something, and then you can't undo the game plan by going to something simple and damn basic. And so that's where they got themselves in trouble offensively. Mike was never comfortable. Mike went through his whole progression too many damn times in that game where, no, one's not there, two's not there, and then you come all the way back. Cam Ward did the same exact damn thing 20 minutes before Michael did it. Mm-hmm. Came all. You do not come all the way back to your fourth read on a check down opposite field. It's going to be picked because that safety, he ain't got no responsibilities over there.
He's just thinking to himself, there's no way there's no way he's going to make this throw.
All right, he's through it. You know, and
it's just like the J.J. McCarthy throw week one against Chicago. Yeah, there's no way he's going to throw this ball.
He's going to throw the ball.
All right, there it is.
And there it was. And so, yeah, I mean, he looked like in Simp and he looked young. Mm-hmm. He played young, and he was confused. Happens still to all of them. All right, the Falcons did it last week to a young rookie quarterback. Michael, they've got to simplify. Not simplify. They got to find him completion. They got to get him in a rhythm early. I understand that.
Yeah, that's
but when
right.
you're running the damn ball the way the Falcons run the ball, run the damn ball. I mean, run them out of it. And even, like, as much as they were gashing Minnesota won't come out of it. Mm-hmm. They won't because they weren't going to give it a big play. Just run the damn ball. There's no way that Tyler Allgeier had one damn carry. No way possible. And I understand Bijan's the bell cow. I get it. But one carry? Come on, man.
Doesn't make any sense.
Come on. You got too damn cute.
You
got too damn cute.
Well, the other thing about it, and this is something that now we've seen various times throughout the season plus that Zach Robinson has been the offensive coordinator, he seems to have a tough time adjusting when the plan isn't working.
Yes.
And we week one last year against Pittsburgh, there's multiple times last year, and then obviously what happened yesterday is like, all right, well clearly what you wanted to do, you're not able to do. And what they're trying to stop you from doing is exactly what you're trying to do. Well, take what they're giving you. You're getting 5.5 yards every single time you hand the ball to Bijan Robinson. That's a first down if you just hand it to him twice.
Yes.
Just matriculate the ball down the field, and eventually they'll either come out of it or they'll stay with it like Minnesota did, and then you can just keep running. 200 yards on the ground is a great day.
Yes.
You get into the red zone, maybe you finally get a chance to score in the red zone, maybe not. They didn't get into the red zone. So we don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about red zone inefficiency because they didn't get into the red zone yesterday. I mean, it started with the kicker missing a couple kicks. I mean,
let's think about it.
It's
like I could do nothing, but like, you know what?
Of course he did.
He missed a damn kick.
Of course
and
he
it
did.
Was so damn bad.
Oh,
of a miss.
It. Yeah.
I mean, that ain't,
it's like, okay.
Okay, here we go. Here we go with this crap, man. But yeah, this team, that was an uninspiring embarrassment. That's exactly what it is. And I'm pretty sure they do feel that way. You got your ass. Nobody, very rarely do you see 30-0 in an NFL game. Mm-mm. Very rarely do you see something that bad. And they got thrashed. And I'm going to talk about by Carolina. I'm just talking about by themselves. They played the worst. That's the one to work. And I know we got, and it seems like it's always up there in damn Carolina. I know we got.
Oh, it is.
I know we got the.
It's
the,
always
the Mariota. Carolina. And I know we got the freaking, the one
the
place
Ritter.
You can't throw the ball, Desmond Ritter. Yeah. But it always happens up there.
Well, here's how you know. Because Bryce Young has
3-1.
7-26 in his career.
Yes.
But he's 3-1 against the Falcons.
Yes.
It always happens against the Panthers.
Always.
For whatever reason. And again, like that's what I'd really like to understand is like, okay, some of it was the Panthers had a good defensive game plan.
They did.
Sure. Some of it was the Falcons didn't adjust to what the Panthers were doing defensively. But some of it just looked like a team that thought for whatever reason because they played pretty good against Minnesota. Which, by the way, they played pretty good against Minnesota.
Like,
I've seen a lot of people like, oh, from destroy. Like, all right, they played well. But they didn't play great.
No.
They scored one touchdown when Minnesota let them into the end zone. I mean, they had a good defensive performance against a rookie who got benched, and then they put in the backup, and they scored 41 points yesterday. So it might have been a little bit about the rookie. But whatever. That's not the point. They played fine, but not well enough to think
we've arrived as an offense.
Better than anybody.
No.
Or arrived at all in any facet, whether it's the coaches or the defense or whatever. Like, that's what's so confusing to me is – sometimes you get beat. It happens.
It happens.
But that was different than that.
Yeah.
That was a mental and physical beating, and that's
just not good.
I don't understand.
That's not good. That's not good look on the head coach. No. That's not good look on his coaches, because the defense didn't play awful.
No, defense was okay.
The protection was fine.
Yeah.
There was no sacks or anything like that. Like, Michael wasn't pressured.
Yeah, they were just bad choices.
They were just bad decisions on his part. And again, it goes a lot. I ain't finna sit up here and say I ran through the tape and all that other crap. I'm just going by what I saw. I see no separation from the receivers, and I just saw an indecisive quarterback that was like, okay, let it loose sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
And then he finally did a couple times late, and it was like, oh, there's an interception.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an overthrow. Yeah. Now that was there's been worse collapses that we've covered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's a more inexplicable, embarrassing loss that we've covered since we've been doing this show. That's the worst one they've had.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
That's bad.
Because there's been plenty of them. That's the worst one. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Monday. First hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will let you hear from the head coach and the quarterback coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In the game. That's one of the easiest touchdowns that guy's going to score in his life. Just an awful decision. That really kind of slammed the door shut at that point. I mean, it was, you know, it was pretty well shut, but that made it 17-0 at that point, kind of early in the second half. And
but yet you still weren't.
You weren't.
Carolina did not, in my opinion, dominate.
Well, you were,
the game.
But you weren't.
They did not dominate the game,
right.
In my opinion. They did win. I take my hat off to them. 30-0.
It's crazy to win a game 30-0, and I mean, there's a lot of numbers that tell the story that it wasn't dominant.
Right.
Falcons outgained them.
Yep.
Turnover, I guess there was a fumble late, but the game was out of hand at that point. I mean, no team has ever outgained an opponent by as much as the Falcons
and
did.
And lost by that much.
And been shut out in a game, let alone lost by 30.
Yep.
You just don't lose by 30 in the NFL.
You don't.
The Falcons, now the Falcons, how now 2 years in a row have, because they got beat by 32 by the Broncos that last year as well.
That is right.
So this team does sometimes lose by 30.
Yeah.
But yeah, that you know, that was, if that was the moment for you, maybe. I'm trying to think of the moment for me where I was just like, you got to be, this is what this day is going to be, was when they did again for the second week in a row, came out of a timeout.
Yes.
They had to call a timeout because the play clock was expiring.
Yes.
Came out of the timeout and then allowed the play clock to expire.
Yes. Yes.
On third and one, by the way.
Embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And I know there were some issues with Michael's communicator. And as a person who's been in a huddle, when that happens, it is a problem.
Sure.
It is a problem. But yet, we had signals. If it went down, backup quarterback throws out the signals, whatever, whatever. Or if you have a veteran enough quarterback, just call something.
Yeah.
You know. So yes, I wouldn't take that. That is an issue when you have the communication in the helmet thing going in and out.
I would just say this though.
Yes.
I mean, look, obviously, but last week there was also communication issues getting the play in.
Yes.
So like, you literally just had a week where you had that situation.
Yes.
I would assume you'd be like, all right, just in case. Let's make sure we have a backup plan. If something, here's a hand signal, whatever.
Yes.
Just so we have a.
Yes.
They feel like a team that lacks a backup plan.
Yes.
They feel like a team that if the best case scenario takes place, then they probably have a pretty good chance to win.
Right.
But if it doesn't, which it almost never does,
they're screwed.
On a Sunday afternoon, they're screwed.
Yes. Yeah. And so, and you saw that again. And, you know, the communication thing is usually, you know, it's anything that's in the stadium could be killed, you know. So that does happen. So I'm not going to sit up here and say that. I don't give a damn. They know she's getting your ass whipped by Carolina. I mean, they just, again, lost in every facet, every phase of the game. Did not look prepared. Did not look well coached. They did not look like anything. They looked like a bad, horrible, unprepared, uninspired football team.
Now, you just said all that. And it's true. Let's hear the coach say it. I think he says basically the exact same thing that you just said. I don't think
we play. True. That is true. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of correctable moments, but then
plenty
some of
teachable moments.
Then there'll be a lot of teaching. The most teaching is going to have to go to number nine.
It's got to.
It's got to go to number nine.
Look.
Now, I know there's a thing where you're calling for Zach Robinson's head. Who going to call the plays?
Yep.
I don't know.
T.J. Yates never called a play.
T.J. can't call plays. So, I mean, you're in a situation where you got a quarterback and a coordinator learning on the job. And then you got a young coordinator with a young quarterback learning on the job. It's going to be growing pains. The thing with the growing pains is that the guy who is the head of all of this ain't got time for y'all to damn grow and bring him pain.
Yeah, there will be pain.
Yeah, it's going to be pain.
Yeah, you keep growing like this, there's going to be plenty of pain.
And so you don't have that. Defensively, where was the rush? Like, they had Bryce a couple times. You know, they had him a couple times. You know, but I just think that's offensively, Andy, they're playing too high and they're playing man. So what they're telling you is you're not going to give up the big play, and we're going to play your receivers man-to-man because they can't beat our guy. Then we talked about J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn's a damn good one of the best corners in ball, you know. And, I mean, they switched it up and everything, but Michael was just so indecisive so early in the game that it just got in his head, and he was seeing stuff, seeing ghost. Again, have not dove into the all 22 their bunk, you know. Might need to burn the midnight hour, midnight hours.
No, I think you know what you need to burn.
Bring it out.
Burn the all 22.
That's
nobody
what they
needs
need
to watch.
That's,
that.
And that is,
they should watch it.
No,
but you don't
burn
need
it.
To watch it.
Burn it all.
Yeah, burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it. I've had coaches who have like we come in on a Monday's like, hey, we're gonna burn that film.
Yeah,
because if you don't know what you did wrong in that game,
you need to just leave.
You
anyway.
Need to leave any damn ways because
even though like you can go back and look. Early in the game, first drive, even they were moving the ball a little bit the first couple drives and got down, not into the red zone, but in field goal range and all that. Even the first throw, Penix is like rolling to his right, kind of throws it behind Pitts, is a little weird, not a big deal, incompletion. But the next
– But he was late.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. He was – like, okay, I know you talked the first play of the game, they run a bootleg to Michael's right.
Yep.
Okay, there's a slide, there's Kyle coming on, over, and then there's a bigger route. He was waiting for the bigger route. Just hit Kyle.
Right.
Just hit Kyle.
Well, and then a little too late, he threw it to Kyle.
He threw it to Kyle.
And it was an incompletion.
Hit him earlier.
Right, hit him earlier.
Yeah.
Probably would have been a first down.
Yeah.
But, like, if that's the outcome of a play that doesn't work, all right, incomplete pass. The next play after that was a pass play. I think it was third down. You saw it. It worked out because he double clutched.
Yes.
And then regrouped and threw it out to the left side, and they got the first down
he
on it. But
throw the hell out that
even,
ball.
Even there, though, whatever the first thing was that he saw, he didn't trust it, brought it back in, and then threw
too
it.
Too much double clutching.
There was so much of that.
Yes.
Either double clutching or hesitating or, you know, trying to drop down and sidearm stuff in there when maybe you didn't have to do that. Like, it was just a lot of, I mean, kind of from a mechanical standpoint, mental standpoint, all of it seemed like it was getting the better of him as the game went on.
Yeah, because you saw him doubting. When the quarterback is pumping like that, he's doubting. Let it go. You know, or I mean, that's why I said the whole process has got to go faster. I mean, too many times they're up against it on the play clock.
That's another big thing.
You know what I mean? Try to get it in earlier so he can evaluate and scan.
Exactly.
You know when you're putting any quarterback, especially a young quarterback, up against it, and whenever you see him clapping his hands like this. It's not fast enough.
They don't come out of the huddle till they're 7 or 8 seconds.
It's not fast enough.
They get up to the line, and they want to send a motion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can't. So that's what I'm saying. This is on Zach. You got to get the damn play in faster. You got to get the play in faster to allow this young man first to call the play, break the huddle, and then have at least 10 seconds of processing.
Yeah, let him look. Yeah. Let him see what he sees.
Of processing before, you know, all these different things. Yep. And they're just not doing
it. But here's what's so infuriating about that. It happened the week before.
Yes.
You did it the week before.
Yes.
So it's like evaluate the tape and teaching moments and all that stuff. There were so many teaching moments in the Minnesota game about getting to the line earlier, getting the play in. You literally had the same thing where you had to call a timeout. You came out of the timeout and had a delay of game penalty. Like, so they're not learning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fine to after the game be like, there's teaching moments. But if you don't show that you've learned.
There's teaching moments every game.
Of course. But but if you don't, if you do the same thing the next week, then it's like, well, what are you teaching? You know?
I agree. I understand what you're saying.
Teaching moments are just a friendly way of saying you blanked up.
Yes.
Okay?
Pretty much. Let's show you how you blanked up and how we anticipate that you won't blank up again. Because we're going to teach you. We're going to watch this film. Like, it ain't fun watching that tape today.
I'm sure it's not.
They're probably in there now.
Sure it's
it
not.
Ain't no fun up there on no Mondays when you play like that. When you're talking about good things. Okay, Bijan was good.
Of course he was.
Bijan was good.
He's Bijan.
But Bijan's good.
Yeah.
Bijan's always going to be good.
But it's got to be frustrating. Bijan was good, but he didn't get the ball enough. You know? Like, yeah, Bijan was good. He had 13 carries. Should have had 23.
Yes.
He was going for 5.5 yards to carry, man.
Like, they're playing. They're not going to give it to you. They're basically daring you to damn run the football.
Yeah.
They're daring you to run the football when they don't have that extra man in the box. Well, run it. Run it.
Run it. There's nothing wrong with picking up 7 yards on first down.
Run it. Like, there's so many different – just run it.
I know.
Bijan 17 carries, and Tyler Allgeier, one damn carry?
Yep.
You can find five more carries at least for
– When obviously the pass game wasn't in sync and wasn't working. Let's move the ball down the field. All right, it might not be as chunky.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to get those big explosive plays. I don't even know that they got an explosive play in the pass game anyway. Maybe they got one.
The best drive of the game for them was the 2 minute before the half.
It was.
Because he wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Snap, hut, ball.
Yeah,
snap, hut, ball.
Even still, they were too much not thinking.
Yes.
Because they just let the clock run out.
like,
I couldn't believe that. I was like, you guys all know.
You don't have any timeouts.
You don't have any timeouts. And you can't. And they're like, Mooney catches the ball, goes down, and gets up, and they're like, spike it. It's like, dude, there's four seconds on the clock.
There's no way you can get all
down
there.
You're not going to get up there and spike the ball. And even if they would have, the kicker probably would have just missed it anyway.
Yep.
Because he was 0-for-2 already at the time. Oh, man. I tell you, Randy.
Boy, I tell you.
Boy, I tell you. I tell you what. Here's what I'll tell you. The phone lines are going to be open in 10 minutes.
God!
So you guys tell us. Just don't cuss, all right? That's it.
It's just,
we're going to take a lot of phone calls today, 404-726-0929. We'll do phone calls in the next segment. We'll do phone calls at 1240. We'll do phone calls at 140. We will set aside a solid 15-minute chunk of phone calls every hour of the show because I don't know. What all can we say? We said it.
No, I mean, if you watch your game, it's self-explanatory, man. Offensively, they got issues with the play caller and the quarterback right now.
Yeah.
But yet, is anybody else doing anything? And that's what I mean by that is, okay, you got receivers. Drake London's really good. Moody is just – he's rusty.
Yeah, he doesn't look like
himself. He's rusty. Damn it, your best guy right now who's catching passes outside of Bijan is Kyle.
It is.
Give him the ball more.
Would love to see him get the ball
give
more.
Give him the ball more. Figure it out. As I've said many times to a guy.
Well,
Randy, they're doing it. Figure it out.
The other thing
I'm going to do my job.
You've said many times, and I think rings true with yesterday, is football's easy.
It is, bro.
Coaches make it hard.
It is, man.
Just hand it to Bijan. Hand it to him.
And Tyler.
How
many I don't even want to go back and look at the personnel groupings and all that yesterday.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't see as much of what we wanted to see.
I saw Ray Ray too much.
I did see Charlie got a catch.
Was that a catch or was that a lateral?
I think it goes down as one reception for -5 yards.
Okay, those are the ones. And I know when the ball's coming to you, it's just a natural instinct to catch it. You got to bat it down.
You got to bat it down.
But
also, you know, don't throw it.
Yeah.
But what are you doing?
Like,
what are you doing?
Pat Mahomes did the last night.
I know he did. He threw it backwards, yeah, too. Backwards. And then he stripped the defender to get the ball back, which was crazy. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. The topic is just Falcons. Just whatever, you know, whatever you want to say about it. Just don't cuss. We'll talk to you after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our number one of the radio program brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get back into all the other stuff that happened in the NFL over the weekend at noon and at 12:20. Back-to-back NFL no huddles. Obviously, we'll talk Falcons in there as well. And we're going to take phone calls once an hour every hour, and we'll get to your phone calls in just a minute as well. But if you don't get through right now, we'll open the lines back up at 12:40. We'll do the same thing at 1:40 during the AMA. So plenty of time to call in and sound off, and I have to imagine there's plenty of opinions to go around after yesterday's game. Plenty of takes.
Yeah, it was awful.
You want to start?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It was awful.
Darvell is in East Point. Hey, Darvell.
Hey, what's going on, Andy Randy?
How are you?
Good, man. It ain't too good, but, you know, we're still going to make it. I just want to say, man, Raheem better watch out, man, because – you know, I'm a Georgia guy, and I like Todd Monken. He out there in the air, and I think he want a head coach job himself, man. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys, man.
All right, Darvell.
Well, I mean, I think
Todd Monken has a job.
Todd Monken has a damn good job at that.
He's coaching tonight, actually.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, damn good job. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing with it is that, and all coaches know this, and I've had multiple coaches say that, coaches get hired to get fired. Mm-hmm. That's just the nature of the business right there. And right now, you didn't come in with a lot of grace if you're Raheem and this regime. You just didn't, you know. And even though this is your second year, it doesn't look better than it did last year.
Right.
You know, and so you're in a situation where you're going to get these questions. I don't think it's something that where, unless it's another 30-0 loss, that Mr. Blank will make a move during the season.
No, I'd be surprised by that.
And then you still got 14 guaranteed of these things. And obviously, this week coming up, you got a very good football team who you don't know what their backup, what their quarterback situation is. So, I mean, you still have, it's such a week-to-week business, this is. And so it goes, especially when you have a team and an organization like the Falcons. It's a week-to-week, it's ups and downs, ups and downs. And that's why we talk about the credit that you get when something good happens, because this fan base, and believe me, we know it, it's always waiting for something to happen. There, as great as it felt when we came in here yesterday on Monday, the thought process, now I didn't think it was 30-0, but the fact that they would lose that good grace or whatever, it's always a possibility.
Yeah, that's why you brought it up.
Yeah, it's always a possibility.
That's why the conversation was all that goodwill you gained by going out on national TV and playing pretty well against Minnesota, don't give it up.
Yep.
And honestly, I didn't know that it was possible to give that much up and more on one Sunday, especially against the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
I was like, well, for sure they'll, you know, a 6-sack performance where they win by double digits on Sunday Night Football will last a little while. No, they gave all that up by halftime and then made it worse after that. And that's why, like, I'm with you. I don't think that there would be an in-season change. I also hope that very much it doesn't get so bad that they would have to consider that.
Yes.
The fact that that's even being brought up 3 games into the season is troubling, and that's because of the way that yesterday went. I also didn't really believe that the coaching staff was on as hot of a seat as some did going into the year.
Right.
That changes after yesterday, too. Like, you just can't have performances like that.
No.
I thought even if the Falcons weren't a 10-7, 11-6 team this year, they'd be right around 9-8, 8-9, whatever, like worst case scenario.
Right.
And a bunch of one score games that maybe some, like week one, like a one score game where maybe something doesn't go your way and you lose. That happens in the NFL. What happened yesterday? Is not an NFL product.
No,
that was not an NFL performance. You see college teams get beat like that because of the discrepancy in talent.
That they pay teams to come play them.
Yeah, you pay, exactly. Like, that would be, Carolina paid the Falcons to come get that, you know.
Get that work.
Yesterday. That's not what that was. And it also wasn't dominant either. Like, the Falcons were so self-inflicted and so in their own way yesterday, it led to a lot of that as well. I mean, it really is one of the worst performances, if not the worst performance that I can remember covering this football team. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy. You know, I can hear it in Randy's voice today, but as a Falcons season ticket holder, I just want to look at the big picture, because here in Atlanta, we like to rewash coaches and bring in first-time OCs, especially head coaches that have a 30-49 record. But stats are for losers. And within our growth mindset, I think we need to look within our ethos, pull up by the sweatpants, pop some chewing gum, and stare blankly onto the field, because we're not doing the same thing that worked the week before. And after a dysfunctional game, let's embrace the enemy. Let's give him a big hug to number 56. And then look forward to next week when we get to welcome Marcus Mariota and stare at the halo board to see that we're coming out of the huddle with 5 seconds left and still putting people in motion. You know, and then us as fans, we're going to sit back. We're going to have our $2 hot dogs. And if we don't make the playoffs again after 8 consecutive years, this organization is going to hit us with a 15% ticket increase. And the icing on the cake, guys, is we don't have a first-round pick next year.
It's true.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Tim,
Thank you so much.
I think you covered it.
Appreciate it, Tim.
Pretty solidly snarky.
Yeah, very snarky.
Call there from Tim.
Very, very snarky.
You covered all the bases.
I saw it, and I was like, oh, God. Because I saw the pitcher. Somebody said it to me, like, he ain't really serious about winning the Rock pitcher. He knows the kid.
Okay, yeah, because he gave a kid a handshake after the game.
Yes, and a hug and a smile. I mean, he knows a kid. So, but I understand. Again, I'm not going to.
Yeah, optics are what they are.
Optics are what they are, exactly. I'm not going to try to sit there and justify and all those different things. But his team was not ready to play.
Yeah, that's the thing people should be most mad about. Now, you're going to be mad about all of it because it is what it is.
But his team wasn't ready to play. His quarterback, again, Andy, I don't do clips and everything, but I'll look at them. I don't be searching, but if they pop up on the time, I'll click on them. And he's just missing guys. Mm-hmm. He missed Kyle again on a middle read.
Yep, would have been a touchdown.
Would have been a damn touchdown. Yep. Like, he's got to process faster.
Yep.
Ray Ray's coming in on a short dig. Throw it to him on the pick six. On the pick six. That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's one thing I said about after the Tampa. Hold on to it 1 second. Like, it's coming open. You gotta trust the fact that it's coming open. You got to trust it. He's not trusting it.
Nope. Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Boy, I tell you what, Andy Randy. I call in as usual as I do, and I try to be positive. I can't do it today. I knew we was in trouble when Matt Millen was calling the damn game.
Careful.
He was talking about. I'm trying to figure out what team they was on, bro.
Careful what you wish for with all the Vilma stuff, because we got the one step lower yesterday.
we got sent to purgatory yesterday. I tell you what, though, Randy, you hitting it on the ball. Now, I ain't giving up on Mike yet, but I'd be damned if I ain't questioning, because I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, is one read check down. If I don't see it, I'm checking down. And it's like, it's like you're throwing flat-footed. You're missing receivers when you do throw. I ain't giving up on them, but I can't say I'm just going to sit here and be like I'm all the way happy with them, man.
There's nothing wrong with that, because the thing with them is, and you talk about the flat foot. Like, he has such arm talent that he can spin it and not be in the perfect position. Now, the ball sails.
Yeah.
The ball gets away from you.
Right.
Those different things.
That's the thing about mechanics.
Yes. The mechanic is so important, and I think – I heard this, was it yesterday or something like that? They were talking about young quarterbacks and watching veteran quarterbacks. I mean, watching NFL quarterbacks play. And the one guy that he kept saying was, stop thinking that you're Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because Patrick is unlike anybody else. All right. He can have the worst mechanics in the world and still works because he's just that special.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's that special.
In fact, almost no one.
Yes. Not everybody's that special. Yes.
So, and it makes him.
You know, the thing with Mike, because he trusts his arm, which he should, because it's a beautiful, beautiful arm. But at the same time, he's not stepping into where he needs to put the ball. That's why the one to Ray, even though the pick six, and then the one he threw fourth down, I think it was, like if he's standing in there, and obviously it's the one thing that he has an issue with, and this is just me, and I don't know nothing about no damn quarterbacks like that, is that when he's going through his progression, like D was just talking about, one read, check down. It's like he's not all the way caught, to throw the check down. You know, he throws the check down at the last minute.
Yeah.
You're going to get your damn people killed.
He throws it at the last minute, and kind of like what he was talking about there, like he may be in position to make a throw down the field. The check down's just a little.
Yes, it's a flick to him.
A little flick.
Yes, it's a flick to
which
him.
Which is tough.
Which is.
Because the ball's not going to be coming very fast.
Exactly.
Guy can jump in front of it, whatever. You could sail it or short or whatever. Yes. Like, and there was a lot of that. Like, I know, like the mechanics have to be there on all of it. Even on those little short passes like that, you have to throw it correctly.
But I'm going to tell you, hey, man, I know we boys and I love you. I'm here to bail you out. No, stop getting my ass knocked out throwing these late-ass checkdowns. Yeah. The guy's standing right there.
He's right there. You can see him.
He's right there.
You also have played enough football to know if you throw it up there like that and he's coming at me, I'm going to get destroyed.
I can feel him.
You can feel him. You can see him.
Yes.
All right. Ryan's in Norcross. Hey, Ryan.
Andy, what's up, fellas?
Right. What's up, man?
How are you?
I just know, Randy, my wife, she consistently goes to Ingles on Saturday to get her a little ham sandwich because of you. I just have a question for you, folks. At what point in time do we put Kirk Cousins in, and why is our offensive coordinator so inconsistent? I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk.
Well, I can answer that.
I can answer that.
Early in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Yes.
That's when they put him in.
Yes. They put him in, and you saw the results of when he got in there. Same damn offense. Checkdowns. Same. I mean, it did nothing changed when Kirk Cousins came in the game, and like Ross said, and you open yourself up to that when you do that. You open yourselves up to the question about quarterback controversy or anything like that when it happens. It's going to be more question: did Kirk get any reps this week in practice? It's just you just opened yourself up when you made that decision.
Yep.
Would I have benched Michael Penix? Hell no. Sit your ass out there, and we all going to catch these lumps together.
Yeah, go play.
Because you put yourself in a situation to have to answer the questions about Kirk.
Now, to be fair, the way that they handled that yesterday was the exact same way they handled blowouts last year, too, right?
Yes.
Penix played at the end of the Seahawks game. He played at the end
Broncos
game. Like, that was just in reverse order. So that's kind of what they do.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, through, 320 games of this coaching staff, we've seen enough blowouts to know that's what they do in blowouts, right?
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
Let's try to avoid blowouts if we can help it. But they've been getting their ass kicked enough times, we know that's what they do with the backup quarterback in those situations. This obviously is different. There's different context to this. Easton Stick.
If Easton Stick went in, okay.
It's a different deal.
It's a different damn deal. Mm-hmm. But you put this guy in.
Yeah. I was, like, when they put him in, it goes through your mind a little bit. Like, dude, if this offense gets rolling, they got a problem.
I knew the offense wasn't going to get rolling.
I knew it wasn't either. Yeah. And also, they did the same thing they did with Penix last year, too, when they put him in those games, is it was all little check down stuff, handoffs, whatever. They were waving the white flag, which, by the way, is crazy, waving a white flag with 11 minutes left in an NFL football game. Like, they weren't down that much. You know what I mean? I think it was 27. But I don't know.
That could have been the situation where we call it empty calories. Yes, we do. But that could have been an empty calorie stat game for your quarterback. Yeah. Watching, there's nothing better than watching a guy catch football.
Exactly. And you know, again, this would have just been make you feel better on a Monday morning kind of thing. But like, you know, 30-13 looks a lot better than 30-0.
30-0.
30-0 is crazy.
To Carolina?
To those
to
guys.
To Carolina, yeah.
You know, it's like if Buffalo beat them like that in a couple weeks, that would still be unacceptable and terrible, but at least it's Buffalo.
Yeah, but
these guys are not good. They're not a good football team. They're going to – I don't know how many games they're going to win this year. Not a lot. That was their first one. It's crazy to be 0-2 and avoid going 0-3 by winning 30-0.
30-0.
It's crazy.
30-0.
The word's embarrassing. I've heard a lot of people say it and write it. People that don't normally say and write stuff like that, being honest about what yesterday was. It's crazy, man.
Hey, this Saturday from noon and 2, join Ally Mack and Jim Ellis Kia in Kennesaw as they get you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan, as usual, they will get the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes, plus a winner could take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, noon to 2, Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw with Ally Mack.
Get back into some of the ugly details of yesterday's loss to kick off the noon hour. We will also look around the rest of the NFL as games were played at a high level in the league yesterday, just not the one in Carolina. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.